Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. May the force be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad especially that our good friend Harry Alford is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Harry is a good friend of mine and a great member of our Brain Trust, the president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. And he's here with some news and some perspectives on how things are going out there. Harry Alford, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you. Glad to have you back on the show. Thank you for joining us, and congratulations on a new partnership. I want you to tell the audience about this new partnership that you formed with the National Guard.
Yeah, National Guard Youth Foundation. They've got a program, but we think it's just very exciting. And what it is, they take youth that are at risk. They take youth who have fallen off the program for development. High school dropouts. They take high school dropouts, ages 16 to 18, take them into a camp to where they train them in a trade.
Boys and girls?
Yes. Take them into a trade and then teach them a trade such as pipe fitting, such as electrical, wiring, what have you, and at the same time get them a high school equivalency diploma. So they come out with a high school diploma, but also they learn a craft, and they place them through the Associated Building Contractors into a job. A good paying job.
That's really good.
But a good paying job. So we are finding we're going to do that first in Louisiana. We've got three camps in Louisiana where we're going to train them, and then we're going to spread it out throughout the nation.
So you're going to take these kids out of their home. You're going to get them out of their neighborhoods.
Yep.
And put them on a bus or something down to a school.
A boot camp.
I like that. Are they going to be able to handle that kind of austerity and that kind of discipline?
We're going to make them or break them. Hopefully, and the vast majority will be made.
Right.
That's the intent. Yes, sir.
Wow, this is great. So is there a track record for this? Have they done this before?
They've got 135,000 graduates.
Wow.
So they know how to do it then.
Don't
it works. Yeah. It's tested. It works. And we're going to jump in.
So do some of these kids wind up going on to being in the military?
Yeah, many of them do. And that's a blessing. I'm a bet. That was the best thing that ever happened in my life.
Yeah. No kidding. I agree with that. Me too. And I think that would be a great thing. Now, and what are these all races of children?
All races of children. What we're trying to we're going to focus on black youth,
right?
Which can be improved, and we're going to go after the black youth, working with our local Black Chamber of Commerce chapters.
Right.
We had the kickoff in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Right.
And we got a chapter in Shreveport, a chapter in Baton Rouge, a chapter in New Orleans, and we're going to work down there in Louisiana.
So is that where the first young people are going to come from, those areas?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We're going to kick off right down there.
And then when you're going to branch it out and go to other cities around the country?
Yes. Absolutely. We'll branch it out from there. And most states, they're strong down south, which is typical because
right.
the military is strong.
Right,
down
right.
South.
A lot of National Guard units in the south.
Yeah. So we're gonna start down there and then branch it out throughout the country.
So how many of these schools do they have around the country?
They've got 135,000 graduates. They must have maybe 40 schools right now.
Really? So they're those are around the country?
Around the country.
Huh.
California is big.
Right.
And then the southern states. Louisiana.
Yeah, California's got a lot of National Guard, too.
Who's that?
California's got a lot of National Guard and Reserve units, too.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
So this is this is good news. So what is the National Black Chamber of Commerce part going to play in this? You're going to recruit these guys?
We're gonna identify the youth and bring them into the school.
Yeah, yeah. So and these young people have it's totally voluntary, right? Does it cost them any money?
No. The foundation's is putting up the money.
So if they want to turn their life around, they can
They've
volunteer. They can volunteer to join this thing and say, and you tell them, okay, guys, it's going to be tough, it's going to be rough, but when you graduate, it's going to turn your life around.
You're going to be an adult. You're going to be a man or a woman that's productive.
Yep. You're going to teach them about family values and taking responsibility and things like that.
Absolutely.
I like it. How can people find out more about it, Harry?
They can go to our website.
All right, give it to us.
www.nationalbcc.org.
Nationalbcc.org.
That's on our homepage.
Harry Alford and I will be right back. Proud of you, Harry. This is a great program. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.